Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. We're celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with a few friends. Thank you for being part of my day and part of our world here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Adrienne Ott. She's been hanging out with us now for 8 years, CEO of Exponential Edge, Inc. Put a .com on the end of Edge, Exponential Edge. You'll find her online. And the project, the information we're working out of on this, your agile strategy that we've been talking about, Adrienne, that's on your website, isn't it?
It is. It is.
So, folks, you can find that there. Look for Agile Strategy, Leading Edge Practices from the Silicon Valley. We're talking about how to stay focused on strategy, even when things are going so well, because you're obviously such a brainiac. You're so smart. What else could it be, right? Well, let's not lose sight of our – you know, one of the things that I'm comparing what you're talking about here to salespeople, Adrienne, because salespeople have to do the same thing. When the economy gets good and it's easy to sell, they sort of fall off of their fundamentals, of the things that got them there, the things that helped them just to feed their family when sales weren't very good. And it's really hard for us to do that, isn't it? I mean, if the grass is higher than the weeds, we don't feel like we need to get rid of the weeds. And that's a challenge that we all have. It's a human nature thing, isn't it?
It's one of those things that's, you know, it's not most pressing thing. You don't have a customer calling you right away, or you don't have, you know, other burning things happening in the business. So it's really easy for strategy to fall to the back burner.
Mm-hmm. And the people who ride it out and make it through the highs and the lows and survive the lows to get back to the highs, they're the ones who pay attention to the fundamentals. They don't ever get very far away from the fundamentals, like what you talk about with agile strategy. What's another example of how to identify the way to go forward with this?
Well, another example is really we talked earlier about having all these reports out there, mm-hmm. and strategy. I've seen this happen in a lot of companies. A strategy is a collection of data points. You know, you see people collecting all these data points together, and today with all the information we have out there and all the information you can collect from their systems, you can just end up with all these data points, and it needs to be a synthesized story for your business. And this is one of the things we work a lot with our clients on, is turning those data points into what is the story having to do with this. Because data points don't do you any good. You need to connect connect the dots to really this is what this means.
When you tell the story, now when I do this with my people, I try to tell a story that goes back a little while. In other words, I try to say, okay, when this happened, you know, 20 years ago, here's how things turned out. And I try to use that as a way of telling the story. Sometimes my young people won't sit still for that. They don't like me going back into history. And I don't think you can know where you're going if you don't know where you've been.
I agree. I mean, you need to have both. You need to be able to say, okay, this is what worked for us, and here's some examples or some things we've seen in the industry that are working quite well. But also, then you can take that and start looking forward as to, okay, how can we apply that mm-hmm. going forward? What makes sense? And this is where you can challenge your young folks to say, okay, now that we know this, how should we apply this?
I would just like to encourage all the young people, all the millennials listening right now, if any are listening, because and Adrienne, I'm very quick to say that they're probably the best human beings we've ever raised. I mean that with all my heart. I love them. I employ too many of them not to. I put my money where my mouth is. But if I could give them one bit of advice, I would say, don't blow off the fundamentals. Don't blow off the history. Don't blow up when the people, your mentors, when your managers, the people who've been to town a few times, when they're trying to help you put things in perspective, don't blow that off. It's very valuable. What do you think?
I absolutely would agree with that. Experience and strategy really does pay off. And I remember when I was young, I sometimes would get frustrated because I'd get pushback from a manager who didn't want to flow with a new idea. Sometimes they were sticks in the mud, but other times they really had some perspective of experience, knowing that, okay, before we invest in this, let's really understand. I can just see
your eyes rolling right now, Adrian. Hey, ExponentialEdge.com, right, Adrian?
Absolutely.
Okay. Adrian, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Good job. Adrian out, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.